Message from the Lord for pastors, bishops, and Christians received by Dr. Augusto Makwengo 1, received 6th of May 2011. The Lord visited me in the morning immediately, when I arrived into the office. I felt His presence and a hand came over my shoulders and I could feel such a fire over me and I heard the voice of the Lord speak to me and He started saying, "Write it down and tell them. Thus says the Lord God Almighty to pastors, evangelists, bishops, and other servants, My wrath will consume you and you will not be raptured, because you have abandoned My ways and made My sheep, Christians, your personal property and your source of wealth. So I, the Lord, will not take away these pastors, evangelists, and My servants who married prosperity instead of the message of repentance, conversion, My imminent coming, and rapture. Pastors have forgotten their God and glory in the power that I, God, give them instead of giving Me all the glory and honor. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests bear rule by their means, and My people love to have it so, and what will ye do in the end thereof?" Jeremiah 5:31. The church which they say to be My house, has become an entertainment theater having as authors the pastors, bishops, and ushers of the church. They eat, drink, and celebrate in My house and presence without fear, trembling, or respect for Me. Oh, My glory has left their temples and My presence has long left their churches. They will not be raptured if they do not weep and cry bitterly in repentance towards Me, their God. My servants have been corrupted with the world and they are now making plans to introduce yet more profoundly the ideologies of the world in the church. They celebrate Valentine's Day in the church and celebrate the International Day of Liars in the church and say on the day of mourning, "Today is the day of the funeral, let us therefore wear black color." They have all been corrupted. The pastors, evangelists, and bishops prophesied times of plenty, time of deliverance and prosperity while there comes to the earth calamity, awful torment, and destruction in the world. My servants do not listen more from Me. They have corrupted themselves with the world in such a way that they have left My ways. They do not seek Me in prayer, fasting, and meditation of My word. They only do fasting and prayer to ask for Me gifts of healing, miracles and prophecies for their own profit. And they even say, "I will prepare a message for preaching. I will prepare a conference. I'm so busy with the counseling of the faithful. I must take care of the faithful and does not have time for Me, the owner of the sheep." These pastors will not be caught up, says the Lord of hosts. If you have fear of Me, then tear off your clothes, tear your hearts, your minds, and with tears and repentance. I want a national repentance of the church, lamentation, and weeping. Dress up dust and cry in repentance, and otherwise, you will not come with Me to the heavens. My sheep eat rotten, bewitched food from prosperity messages of My servants, and these pastors are investing in the future with church building projects, and they do not know that all these projects will be interrupted with sudden destruction and calamities. After I have rescued My bride from this earth, these building projects will be turned to nothing. They are simply empty investments which will yield nothing. Invest instead in preaching the true, unadulterated word of life. Preach instead the prosperity of soul and spirit through repentance and eternal life. Thus says the Lord, "How much I love My bride, who seek Me daily and fear My holy name. Time has finished. The time has ended. The hour is coming now when I will take My bride with Me." Immediately after this event, disasters, calamities, and horrible torments, as it never been before on earth, will disastrously destroy lives and souls. When My enemy takes over, there will not be more repentance, no time to seek Me, because I will not answer any prayer, grace will have been taken and My Holy Spirit will be no more on earth. The enemy will take control and you will gnash your teeth and wail in heart, torment, and brokenness. Break your hearts now and make it spill blood for repentance, rip off your hearts in repentance in this last second of time left, otherwise horrible wrath will befall you. But these people hath a revolting and a rebellious heart, they are revolted and gone. Neither says they in their heart, "Let us now fear the Lord our God, which giveth rain, both the former and the latter, in His season, He reserveth unto us the appointed weeks of the harvest. Your iniquities have turned away these things, and your sins have withholden good things from you. For among My people are found wicked men, they lay wait, as he that setteth snares, they set a trap, they catch men. As a cage is full of birds, so are their houses full of deceit, therefore they have become great, and waxen rich. They are waxen fat, they shine, yea, they overpass the deeds of the wicked, they judge not the cause of the fatherless, yet they prosper, and the right of the needy do they not judge." Jeremiah 5:24-28. You will not be raptured, says the Lord, unless you change your ways and repent. I will not rapture those who marry television, movies, and entertainment which occupies most of your time and you don't have time for Me, your God, and My word. I will not rapture Christians who only go to God in church on Sundays to appease My wrath over their lives and they think that I, God, do not see and know it. On Sundays, They only go to church to show off their best clothes for the occasion and make talks with friends. My house has become a social networking club. I, Jesus Christ, your Lord will not rapture those who spent hours and hours before the TV on novels and other things, because they have turned as your counselors, the novels and scientific teachings instead of having the Holy Spirit as their best friend. Every believer who forgot to seek my Holy Spirit and has the best friend the TV and other demonic scientific ideologies instead of my word will be left behind to face the Antichrist and the mark of the beast. The demons were successful in infiltrating within the midst of the church, and the church today has been molded in the character of demonic taught theologies, instead of my word, and the character of me, Christ the Lord. A church like this will be left behind. Those who live their lives marketing their bodies with indecent clothing design, showcasing their breast and exposing their body, this is certainly the model of the world. These Christians tell me, their God, God, I have already given you my heart and it is enough. As of the external part of me, let me, myself, take care of it by dressing how I desire. Let it be known indeed that I have already left you to live and enjoy with the world and be with it. Don't you know that I am a jealous God? I take jealousy in all of you, but you share me with the world, I will certainly not take it. Every believer who has made me their toy and who say in their mind, God is not so bad to not understand that we live in 21st century today and that in the world we live like that. In the times of Noah, it was less bad than today, in the times of Lot was less bad than today, therefore repent, otherwise you will not have any excuse. I will not take those who buy, sell, and play games on my holy day of worship, Sunday or Saturday, whichever day your leaders have set for you to worship me, should be for me alone, I'm your Lord. This day must be sanctified to me alone. People do not respect me their Lord and God. They tell me and argue with my true servants, this is law, but we are in the time of grace. Cannot your Lord be respected and revered? Does grace mean being disrespectful to your God? You argue with me even in prayer the same way you will argue when you see this message. I will not take with me the liars, proud, vanity believers who have as their best friend mundane people and they corrupt themselves with the world. I, your Lord and God, ordered you in my word to separate from them and have nothing to do with unequal yoke. Read 2 Corinthians 6:14-17. I will not take with me those who increase their words to the truth and reality, backbiters of my servants and pastors who truly serve me and carry my word. For woe unto him who add and take from the word of prophecy of my word. This is my position, accept it and leave it, says the Lord. I, Yeshua Messiah, your God and other, there is not. Prepare, prepare, I arrive soon.